many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity?
That's true. Oh, my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Hello and welcome to episode 214 of the Second Funniest Podcast. I'm solo for the moment. Kevin is here, but we ran into some technical difficulty while streaming, and I accidentally erased a chunk of the first part of this episode. Luckily, it was not imperative to what you're about to hear, but just to get everybody caught up, we had our good friends Corey and Michelle Belock call in. Their son, Jack Belock, was born, and so they're talking about being new parents, and then our recorder cut out on us, and then you're going to pick up when I got it all, and then the rest of the meat and potatoes of the show will be there. So I apologize for this technical difficulty. Know that we have fixed the problem. And it will never happen again. Enjoy the rest of the show. And
I want to say hi
back
to that other listener out there.
Nice.
Corey. Is a shout out to Corey.
Oh, you're on. All right. Sweet. Corey, this is going out to you. Welcome to fatherhood.
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. The live web streaming sure is a lot of fun for us, but I don't know if it's helping the show at all because it just makes it sound like nobody's really interested. We have downloads.
We do.
We just don't have live streamers.
I don't think they care. I mean, if the show download starts to drop, then we should stop doing the live streaming because it means people thought it was uninteresting. But I think it's fun to talk to Michelle and Corey. And,
exactly.
You know.
I like the idea of people being able to listen beforehand and then call in and know what's going on.
And where is your baby right now?
He just fell asleep after feeding, and he's a flippin' animal and a definite boob man.
Are you playing this weekend at Comedy Sports?
I'm heading out there with my C-section scar, and we're going to...
Yeah, it's workshop tonight, right? Why aren't you at workshop?
You know you won't be able to play this weekend if you don't go to workshop.
It's the cut the cord show.
He's asleep. I'm actually going to have to go to bed right now, or I'll have a meltdown, which I've had the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Isn't that the best, Corey? Isn't that exciting? When you, like, I don't know if Michelle's been this way, but I've had moments where I'll be asleep because... However it worked out that I ended up with the morning shift and she ended up with the night shift, right? But if in the middle of the night I just heard, holy fuck, like, then I would know, okay, I have to go back and help now. This is time for me to jump in if I want to continue to be a father.
That was the safety word.
Yeah, exactly.
I just changed the diaper right on Corey's stomach while he's sleeping, and I'm like, oh, don't mind me. I'm just oh, here's cold wipes.
Does Corey actually get to stay asleep while you're up all night? Is that how you guys have worked your arrangement?
Not yet.
We don't have an arrangement. We're open to suggestions. We're still married, which is good.
That is good. Congrats.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Well, here's how we did it in the Worsham household is that if you know of someone who is more of a morning person or a night person, then that's how you can decide. So is it,
or, you know of someone? It's like there's 10 people you're choosing from. Okay, let's take a survey.
Is this not making sense? Don't you live in like an apartment building that you can just knock on some doors and ask some people or something?
Wait, you're not in a cult?
Lactating? Okay, raise your hand if you're lactating.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a village, Michelle. I don't know if you've heard.
A lactating village.
I'm like this close to calling CPS right now on you guys. No, I'm saying between the two of you. Like, if you, I don't know if it's already common knowledge. Like, I'm saying that not every marriage is like mine, so maybe not everybody knows. Hey, I'm Corey's the morning person. I'm the night person, or whatever. That's what I'm saying.
No, but I mean, what good is Corey if he can't lactate?
That's a good point because it's early on. Yeah. Well, he can.
Right now he's feeding at most at least for every 3 hours. For a good close to an hour at a time. So, you know, there's only so many waking hours in the day, and you know, I can do a lot of things. I can, you know, change diapers. I can cradle him. I can, you know,
feed him pepperoni.
with knives near outlets, you know.
Sweet.
I do, but I can't lactate for the poor guy.
So I think that's
you
I guess what I
enough.
What I was trying to allude to, because what Natalie was not a morning person. So what would happen is that she would take the feeding and like from 6 o'clock is usually the way the schedule worked out, that he would feed then, and then as soon as she was done feeding him, she would go to sleep and then sleep the whole time that he was awake. Does that make sense? And then I would take care of him.
Yeah.
That's how it.
So then that's like when he's more active and alert and playing and stuff.
Yeah. Then mom goes to sleep, and you just basically use her as like a convenience store.
Yeah. But how much playing is your 8-day-year-old doing right now?
It's not playing. It's interacting, though. I mean, you can't. It. I don't know. Maybe I'm a hippie parent, but you do have moments where you look at the kid and you talk to the kid, and it helps stimulate their brain
and they're
getting the world in and all that stuff. But what's nice is that this is for me. I don't know. Like for me, what was nice is that there's a lot of sleeping during this time, or it was for Jacob.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like getting to let him sit on your chest. And if for whatever reason Michelle gets him to go to sleep on with it, just like laying him into the crib. Don't get too attached to him to where you'll let him fall asleep on your chest, because you'll ruin it for the future. I totally screwed.
Yeah, we've already got that. We said, I think we're getting a doula to come in on Friday, which is her first day of hire.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, we want to avoid the barnacle. And I'm like, what's the barnacle? Basically, you nurse and then he sleeps. He wakes up, he nurses, he sleeps again just on your chest. That's bad. You do not want the barnacle.
No.
Why not? It sounds adorable.
No, it's
on SpongeBob. Who doesn't love that?
Here's what happens is that it works out really nice and cute when you're in that early stages where everything is nice and new and shiny, but then the exhaustion sets in and you want to be able to just, when we first started, we did it right, and Natalie could literally just set Jacob in the crib and he would go to sleep on his own wide awake.
Yeah.
But then what happened was,
Bro.
Yeah. But when dad came along and was home with him all day and Natalie went back to work, dad would let him fall asleep on his chest because dad liked him a lot. And then then
you
it became
are a
this
hippie.
Issue. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe just borderline gay about my son.
I don't know. You keep making yourself out to be gay. I don't think it's gay. You can love your son. It's okay. Did your father not love you?
No.
Is that what it means?
Well, not in the way
I
love
my son. He's like, I'm not going to hug you homo. And then he hit you? Because that might have caused a few of these problems.
No, it's not. He didn't love. I don't remember his love being the same as my love for my son.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's definitely where it comes from. There's definitely a more girly connection. My dad has it behind closed doors. So he's a closet homosexual father, if that makes any sense. So he'll be Well, no, I'm saying, like, for instance, when I had my appendectomy at the tender age of 25, my father was freaked out because I was under anesthesia for the first time and he was pacing, but I was in an operating room. I had no idea. And then when my wife and my mother tell me how freaked out he is, I don't believe it. Like, I'm just like, no, that's not my dad. He doesn't care. You know, it's not that big a deal. And he's told me, but even then, it doesn't resonate with me. But I don't sit here and go, oh, my dad didn't love me enough. I don't feel that.
So how many calls do you have in the queue?
I think, thanks for your time, B-Lax.
We have a couple of voicemails, but we can
hope
definitely
you guys have a great night.
Let you go to sleep.
Voicemails from us.
Oh, you do? Hold on.
Voicemail. We're like, we thought this was a live show. Hello. So you have, we'll catch you guys later.
Okay, well, thank you.
We'll
check
sure
your voicemail.
Make sure you check out Justin's other podcast,
Dads Are More Fun.
Dads Are More Fun, especially you, Corey, so you can catch up on.
Got to work on that plug, Kev.
Yeah, well, did better than you, so. Do you even have your own podcast?
Wait a minute, hold on.
We have one viewer right now.
The woman just had a kid.
Yeah, well. I don't.
What I'm saying is she's allowed to be a little sassy, all right?
And I don't have a kid, so where's my sassy card?
You don't get one. That's my point.
I don't like these odds. Listen, in all of today, I haven't lactated once. Can you say the same?
No.
Okay, bye. We love you.
Okay, bye. Thanks for calling in. Best to Jack Belak.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
If I'm not mistaken, at the end, I think I actually offended them.
No, not at all.
How about call back right now? Oh, they're not on.
Let's see who called earlier and wanted to talk to us.
Hey, guys, calling back. It looks like I went from a dark screen to a dropped call. But I just wanted to call in and say hey to you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. Funny show. Makes me laugh every time. So keep up the good work and listen to you later.
I like that he's working that to be his tagline.
What's that?
Listen to you later. He said that before.
Oh, that's right. In emails.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Was it an email?
Yeah. I could have swore he said it in an email at least once. That's what I believe. And then in his voicemails from now.
We'll talk to you later.
For those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
I miss that guy. Those are good times.
I miss him too.
Remember when we were at Great America and we were young and putting crap all over our faces
and killing our skin,
getting harassed by teenagers,
wearing spandex that showed everybody what religion we are.
That was awesome.
I don't get that joke.
Do you ever think, like, as I look at our lives now, and we live pretty exciting lives, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say so.
Like,
I blame mostly TiVo for that and the advent of the PS3.
When I say exciting, I guess I'm not really saying, like, it's not like we go skydiving.
And
I'm saying that it's more like we live like kids. We play video games.
Yeah.
We have babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that's what I'm saying. Do you ever think what's going to be boring for us? What is a Kevin and a Justin going to do in their old age?
Oh, you mean like 10 years from now? Since we're talking 10 years ago, or?
I would say that we're both in our 30s, and that to me the definition is you could call yourself an old person once you hit your 60s. I feel like that's senior citizen.
63, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but I think at 55 you could technically apply for an AARP card.
Really?
Yeah.
I may join Aflac. Is that the same thing?
No, it's not.
It has a lot of the same letters.
You can feed you could feed your insurance breadcrumbs.
Yeah, what's up with that? I would like to think that unless our nation crumbles at the knees and falls apart in another.
Wait, hold on. Do you know something I don't?
Well, I'm just saying one word, China. So as long as we survive.
Wait, hold on. Maybe we should be talking about this. You know something about China? How many people are watching this live now?
One.
Okay.
Which is you, right? Are you not watching live?
No, I logged off.
Oh,
no,
well, then we have one person.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Are you Chinese? Please take the poll. I'm putting a poll up right now that says, are you Chinese?
Okay, so what do you think? Let's go back to this. What do you think a Kevin and a Justin is going to do in our old age?
Well, before I made my hilarious joke about China, I think we'll play video games. I could see myself at the age of 63 pulling on the old PS9 and watching the VR goggles and, dealing with the alternate reality stuff. You weren't paying attention to me.
No, I was.
You were turning knobs, weren't you?
I was. Well, I have to tweak levels. It's part of what I do here for the show, but I was listening. You said PS9 and VR goggles, and that made me laugh because I was like, you think it's only going to go to 9? Like, I feel
By the time we're 63, because
that's
you think
a good point.
We're on the PS1 came out in like 92.
Sure, I love this plan.
Sure, so 15 years we're on the PS3.
I was 13. That doesn't make sense because I was in junior high. I was playing. I think it was when we were in high school. I think I
was
say closer to
95. Was it high school when the PS1 came out?
If only there was some form of place that we could go for answers.
You should take the poll right now. The question on the poll is: are you Chinese? Yes, sometimes. So you can choose. Between those two options.
All right.
And we'll see.
I think you could only be Japanese sometimes.
Oh, you know. Yeah, one person says they're Chinese sometimes.
Okay. That would
so
be me.
Far, so far. 100% for sometimes.
But do you, like, here's the thing. We both love video games.
I love them.
We never play video games together. You know what I mean?
Because we don't have the same style of game that we like. And games are becoming less and less multiplayer, at least the good ones. Although Halo and those are fun, but you burn through games so much faster than I do. I can marinate in a game for months. I'm still playing Gears of War. Do you even own a copy of that?
I lost it in the move somehow.
Really?
Yeah, I'm angry.
I thought
about
you sold
that.
It.
No.
Well, I'll loan you mine. I've almost beaten it.
I was
play
right.
It once a month.
Holy crap. I was right. I nailed it. I'm really impressed with this. It says the PlayStation was launched.
You never remember anything.
I know. That's why I'm so impressed. Like I'm almost speechless. It says the PlayStation was launched in Japan on December 3rd, 1994. The USA on September 9th, 1995.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
So that was the PS1. So that was out until about 2000, maybe, is when the PS2 came out.
Let's see.
So 5 years.
Let's see if I hit just a 2 in there. Boom. Oh, March 4th of 2000 in Japan, October 26th in North America. So
of 2000. In 2000. So, yeah. So we're
about
one
every
for one.
6 years.
That's 5 years. 95
5 years?
To 2000. And then the PS3 came out in, was that 05? That was like 06.
I think so.
So, yeah, it's about every 5-6 years we have another generation of games.
So right now we're at 3. So we're
so
20 years, 30,
30
years
from now. 30
so divided by
5,
that's
6. So, yeah, PS9.
Wow, you nailed
Bam!
It.
Bam! Can
you
I get a raise the roof for the PS9? But they're going to call it just 9. And they'll be like, what's the difference between 9 and regular 9?
You know what I predict? Yeah. I predict, well, I don't know. Can we talk about the, well, not really, huh? Never mind.
You want to, what do you want to not talk about?
Well, I was going to say that I predict that that the Sony Corporation is going to experience a huge downfall for not capitalizing on a key game in their franchise series.
We can talk about this. You talk about your life all the time. Okay. I can talk about mine, sure.
Well, I didn't know if this was privileged information.
Well, we could talk about that. I have for a long time been working on developing an animated series of Sly, and it just seems like there isn't a lot of interest within Sony itself for their own legal reasons and because it needs to make financial sense. But they do have Crackle, the Crackle Network, so people should go over there and watch videos right now. Let's go to Crackle. Let's see what's going on. Crackle it up.
See what's cracking at Crackle.
Because we need to post on the forums, I would love a Crackle Junior for people ages 8 to 14.
That's what you want to make programming for.
And that's where, well, that's where Sly Cooper would live. Yeah. And they're just, because Sony, this has been a problem with this project since day one, is that Sony does not have a network in America targeted at that age group. And there's so many dogs in that fight anyway. You have Cartoon Network, Disney, Nickelodeon. It's too many. I can understand why they wouldn't want to launch something that's targeted at that age group right now.
I don't.
You don't think so? I mean, how are you going to compete with that?
Well, I mean, here's what I don't know, because my kid isn't old enough. I don't know where all those kids in that age bracket are getting their entertainment. You know what I mean?
From those things, plus all the millions of other media that's targeted at them. I mean, most everything is wide enough.
Saturday morning cartoons aren't even real anymore.
Because you don't need Saturday morning cartoons anymore, thanks to cable. You can watch a cartoon anytime you want. You have DVDs and TiVo, so you can grab anything you want. Plus, you know, you have cable networks like Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network that just are showing stuff all the time. So, yeah, the networks were wise to move on to news and sports. They had nothing better to do. Kids have other options. I know I do. I know I do.
You still watch cartoons?
Heck yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Now, is SpongeBob making new episodes or no?
I don't think so. I think I don't. Every now and then they'll say a new two-parter or something. Yeah. They'll crank one out. They don't need to. I mean, how many episodes? They've been churning out 6 years worth of new stuff.
Well, that's what I was curious, is that now as an adult, I like the experience of a season. I'm a big fan of a linear timeline and
traveling. That's a new development. I mean, that, you know, you think of TV 10 years ago, nobody was doing that.
You're right, like Knight Rider or the Eights, and I don't know if these are crappy shows that were made for kids. That's why they didn't have like one episode was its own standing thing. Like you didn't need to remember what's going on last week on the A-Team.
Now, see, Cartoon Network has done a shift where they're no longer really fighting with Nickelodeon or Disney Channel for that age group. They've moved up to teens, so they're going for like 12-year-olds to 17-year-olds, that bracket there. So you see a show like Ben 10, they did a spinoff called Ben 10 Alien Force, and that show does do previously on this show.
Oh, okay.
As does Nickelodeon's spinoff network, I'm blanking on the name of it, but it's targeted for that same age group as well. And they have shows like Wolverine and the X-Men, and that has previously on Wolverine and the X-Men, and they're doing a story-by-story, episode-by-episode. And then Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that was what my example was, is that I got the first season of it, but
you got the first season of the CG.
I got it on Netflix. Yeah. And I started watching because I'm like, oh, this will be fun for me and my son to watch.
Not the micro-series that's Flash-based, but the CG-based one, right?
Yes.
It was on like the film?
The film that's on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good show.
And I watched it, and I thought he would be more interested, or I should say I hoped he would be more interested.
He's a little young. He doesn't know the difference.
No, he's old enough.
No, he's 18 months.
He's locked
and loaded. I know some parents that don't let their kids see Star Wars till they're 5.
Why?
Because they can't comprehend what they're seeing. Just a lot of violence. So
wait a minute.
Cartoons.
You're saying you should not show children violence?
I am saying that.
I did have recently a moment of Zombieland.
Yeah? You were watching that with your kid?
Yeah. And he was sitting down and eating, because I watched Nip Tuck when he was a baby.
He doesn't know the difference.
He'll stare at a TV though. Yeah. And so when the zombies were biting like at people's calves, he didn't freak out, but he just kind of was like, whoa, what's going on?
Right,
because
he knows what a calf is, and he knows what a mouth is.
Well, I don't even know if he understands that. There's just a lot of blood, he'll
emulate that, because he watched me eat cheese off the table without using my hands.
So you're saying that by showing my son Zombieland, I'm going to give him a craving for human flesh?
No, I'm just going to say he will bite your ankles because he's seen the TV do it. Because he imitated you on the phone, right? He walked around and he saw the night we were all playing video games. He could not wait to get his hand on the controller and sit on the couch and stare at the TV holding the controller in his hand. He doesn't understand what he's doing. So when he starts biting your ankle and going for the Magnum and shooting you in the face.
I'll just shoot him in the face back.
Is he? Do you have a zombie baby?
I hope not, but if
like
it happens,
a little maggot baby.
I gotta take care of my own. You know what I mean? And
he
by
is
my
your
own, I mean me.
Yeah, okay.
He's only half of me.
This is a really cool like spinoff of the Munsters. So you have like zombie maggot baby. Your wife is some sort of banshee.
Yeah.
And you're just a human. You're just like a guy living here in this house going, oh, it's so hard to live with these monsters. And I come by, and I'm some sort of, like, dragon werewolf.
It's like Eddie. Is it Eddie Munster?
Yeah.
No, was he was the wolf one, wasn't he?
Was there one cute human one?
The Addams Family was the one that had
kids
that were normal.
But that was the first show, and then they were like, you know what, we should do one of those, too. But
so the chick was the only real human, because Eddie was like a little wolf man.
Was there a woman?
On the Munsters, yeah. The blonde chick was the regular chick.
And when they did the 90s remake, she was ridiculously hot.
Yeah. I don't remember, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm thinking of Christina Ricci in Adam's Family again.
Oh, man. How old was she in that?
In that movie, probably 13, but she
really?
Wasn't. Yeah,
she was my age, and I had a huge crush on her. And then when she showed up on, like, Ally McBeal.
Or Black Snake Moan, did you see that?
No, I wouldn't allow myself. I mean, I love both those people.
Sam Jackson.
I want to grow up and be him, if that's possible. And
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, all you need is some snakes on a plane.
Back when they were doing the Facebook post your celebrity doppelganger, I put Samuel L. Jackson
up.
No one got it, so that bummed me out. But he's my celebrity doppelganger. I look exactly like that guy. We do have the same birthday, though. That is true.
You and Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, December 21st. We're off by a few decades.
So your desire is not to meet him, just to be him.
I would love to meet him. Have we talked about my list of celebrities I would love to meet?
Never.
He's probably the only actor other than Patrick Stewart that I would love to meet and talk.
So let's figure out, let's go through the list.
Sure. First. I want to meet Stephen King before he passes.
Number one. Yeah. I have heard that.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I want to meet...
Are these in list of preference?
No, they're just in... If I take one now, Stephen King, if you're the other viewer that just came on to the Second Funniest Podcast you stream, please call now. 408-228-4911.
What if it was? How bad would you crap yourself?
I have questions for him. I don't know. I'd like to meet Ricky Gervais, but who wouldn't want to meet Ricky Gervais, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm blanking on his name, but the star and creator of Prairie Home Companion.
Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor. That guy's super creative.
It blows my mind how into this show you are.
I don't listen to it all the time, but you should listen. Have you ever listened
to it? Yes, I grew up on it.
My dad
is a huge
fan. He's so clever. They're so clever on that show. And it's like doing a rehearsed improvised sketch, but it's very, and he's just always on the cusp. He's very funny.
All right.
You're not into it?
No. Well, it's not that I hate it. It's just that
they do Twitter jokes when they're cowboys. Come on.
It makes me feel like I'm a part of the modern, like, fast fire, short attention span generation because
really?
I just feel like it moves so slow.
It does. That's the point. When he does his news from Lake Wobegon, like every time he does it, it always ends with him talking in about like this, and you don't really even know when he's done because he just says, and that's like news from Lake Wobegon. You're like, oh, what? I didn't even notice. What did he say? And I know it's intentional because he has that. It's like having your son sit here on the podcast. You did it to entertain yourself. That's what he does.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he's like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if it's sleepy.
Well,
we have fans and
National Public Radio.
Exactly.
There's no competition.
Because if you just tune into that and that you don't know a thing about Prairie Home Companion, that's what you hear.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. Who gave Grandpa the microphone?
All right, that's number three. You got two more.
Oh, I get two more?
I think you said you had Stephen King, Ricky Gervais, Garrison Keillor, Patrick Stewart, I know you said, and then what was the fifth one?
Samuel L. Jackson.
All right, I'm curious.
I've been trying to think of a woman. I had a woman on there for a little while, but I can't remember who she was. I think I had her as a token woman.
There's a reason why she got bumped out of the top five.
It'd be nice to put a woman on this list. Although I wouldn't mind meeting Peyton Manning. That guy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or the guy on Fox, the sports commentator.
Joe Buck.
Yeah.
Or Troy Aikman.
No.
Joe Buck.
Troy Aikman.
A big fan of Joe Buck.
I'm a huge fan of Joe Buck.
So
he's so smart.
Stephen King, if you were to sit down and interact with Stephen King, what would you say to him?
I'm afraid he gets the question a lot, so I would phrase it in a different way. Everybody wants to know how he writes, but I would want to find out where his inspiration comes from. Because mm-hmm. anybody that can turn, you know, as we are both improvisers, anybody that can turn out that much content that quick, he's got to have a place that he goes to be able to frame all of that stuff. So I'd want to find out.
So you think it's like a universe he creates in his head, or you think it's a formula?
I think it's a universe. I wonder if that's how he does it. He can see the whole thing, or does he improvise it as he writes? Does he have a blocked out, or is it a combination of? It depends on the subject.
I got distracted because now I'm looking at the Ustream page, yeah. And do you know that we're only seeing a quarter of your face?
No, I shouldn't be on at all.
Yeah, you're on. see my tea kettle and half your face.
There we go. On my version, I've seen that screen the entire time.
I'm sorry. Welcome, RZA, to you. What's Riza to you? RZA to you?
What do you think Stephen King's announcement of writing a baseball book? I'm excited for that. It's funny. I don't read a lot of Stephen King.
Wow, I don't know this person that's in the chat room right now, but it's like they're everything. They're like, I have a 5-year-old who loves Star Wars, and then Peyton Manning is awesome. Riza, thank you. Sorry about that.
Who are you, Riza? Do we know you? You can go ahead and type that into the chat box there.
Nope.
Awesome. Riza, how did you know that I'm Kevin? Oh, we do know you. You're lying. Can we get one of those Mac emulators that'll change text into words and get Stephen Hawking to read these for us? So it says, yes, you know me. Pronounced Riza. Peyton Manning is awesome.
Full of awe. Okay, so you want to talk to him about how he creates his material
for
Stephen King.
Yeah.
Now, what would, just out of curiosity for... What would be the thing that he would tell you that would completely like bum you out?
Bum me out. See, I'm afraid he gets this question a lot, and I probably could just research it. I'm sure some interviewer has asked him something similar, but I'm sure it's going to be some sort of silly little answer about creativity and his process. And it probably doesn't mean a lot to him. But so what I would want to do in a perfect world. You know, in kung fu movies where they say you only know a man by fighting him, I'd want to do a scene with him and see.
You want to improvise with him.
I want to improvise with Stephen King and Stephen Hawking. That'd be sweet. So I'm going to take it all back. I want to do a scene with those guys, Sam Jackson, Stephen King.
All at once? I don't know if anybody.
Well,
we'll
just be in
it.
A team together. It'll be all sweet. Right. I'm going to throw Brent Spiner in there.
Oh, boy.
And now I do need a token woman. Yeah. How about some Dance Dance Revolution? No thanks, Riza. Clearly, you don't know me. I don't do the DDR.
Come on. You wouldn't play Dance Dance Revolution with Stephen King?
As a warm-up. And Stephen Hawking. Man. Well, he'd probably hack
Hurtful.
Into the system and beat the whole game.
With his mind.
He's actually clogging my vocal cords right now. He's using the Stephen Hawking force on me. He was on Star Trek, so you can't go too far with
That's
that.
True. As himself, wasn't
he? Yes. Yeah. What's he going to play? Some sort of
How dare you.
Chair monster.
How dare you.
I didn't realize you were such a... Okay, I forgot.
But I mean, I'm just saying that he could have been... That, you know, he could have voiceovered some, like, floating amoeba, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he can't voiceover. How dare you? How dare me? Yeah, he's not a voiceover.
I'm saying that they give him credit, but then they write his words, plug him into a computer, and say, thanks, Stephen Hawking.
Thanks for stopping by.
I wonder if that means that he can't, like... You know how, like, you could trademark a voice, kind of? You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I bet he can't.
Ours is.
This is just generic.
Well, I wonder, because he's had that technology forever. Now it's everywhere. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so number two, I got to play them all through my... Ricky Gervais. What would you want to talk to Ricky Gervais about?
Oh, I'd like to know how he feels about going from nobody to somebody. I mean, that's the thing that I'm blown up. What, you're confused by the fact that you've just typed on the chat box?
No, I saw another voicemail. I'm sorry.
Got it. No problem. But yeah, I think the same thing. Wouldn't it be great to do a scene with that guy? Because I have a feeling he would not be a giver at all. Ricky Gervais, he would want to make the scene about him, which is fine. He's a brilliant guy, and I'd leave him all the space in the world for it. But, yeah. Who do you want to interact with? What celebrity would you want to meet?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still focused on yours.
Really? You've never thought of that? I mean, you actually have some run-ins with some celebrities.
Let's see. I would love to interact with... Bill Cosby. I would love to
sit
down and have lunch with him.
He's on my list, but that's like asking to meet
But see,
an Aztec
here's the
god.
Thing. You come from a, I don't know, something about the way my mind works. Yours looks at it and says, this would be fun. And I guess in your mind, it plays out as like this perfect situation, right? In my mind, it's like, I'm going to sit down with Bill Cosby and I'm going to feel like he's not being completely honest with me. So it's
Which
not a genuine
be.
Reaction. Yeah. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So then it's disappointing on that level. but if I could find some way of saying that the terms are he's going to hang out with me with no holds barred, like we're just going to talk. And
yeah, like sitcom universe.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason you're working on a project with him and he comes over to your house when he wants to talk to you with you because you have the set and they're not going to build a Bill Cosby set.
Yeah.
So naturally he's going to swing by your home.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And that then I'm going to find out something like about his alleged lecherous past, you know, stuff like that's what I'm going to find out about. And it's just going to be this disappointing interaction for me.
Really?
I'm just
going to be like,
yeah, that's well,
I mean,
that's
he's
my
a
fear.
Human being. He's not a god.
I know, but I like him because that's the thing. Most of the people that I do idolize, I hold in too high. Like I remember when I was a kid growing up,
like
I wanted to be Robin Williams.
No, Robin Williams.
My dad, I didn't idolize like a ton. When I was probably in first or second grade, I wanted to be him, but I knew my dad was a regular guy. Mm-hmm. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, but
and then you became him. Gay parenting and all.
No, no. My father did not parent gay at all. It's weird to be in the middle of this because there's a part of me that feels like this parenting is so weird because it's like rolling the dice. In that,
go on.
You shake your hand, and that to me is the parenting, right? Yeah. You're shaking, you're rolling. But as soon as you let go, you don't know what the end result is going to be. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm just sitting here and I'm shaking my hand with Jacob, and I'm trying in my head to go, okay, don't be a seven. Don't be a seven. I don't want to crap out.
Oh, got it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and so then I'm going to throw him when he's about 18. And then however they turn out.
I don't think that's true. You have a lot of influence on him. I mean, what you do and the choices you make, how you discipline him, how you encourage him, that all matters. Because your baby is very happy, very smiley, very laughing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's encouraged and loved. You give me that same kid, and in 6 months, he will be messed up. So
give you that same kid?
Yeah, come on.
You could love a kid. It's
easy.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, I could show you.
You could show. Oh, you're saying you would have the agenda.
Let me
agenda.
Take that kid. Yeah, well, I wouldn't do it because I have a soul, but I'll take him. Let me take him and drop
but
him off.
In the sitcom world.
Oh, in the sitcom world, I'm the villain, the one where I'm the were-dragon made up. Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Wait, what?
I think, well, if you get to be the human and there's a banshee, like some
you
want to
be
ghost
the
wraith.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty sweet, right?
That's pretty awesome.
I made that up on the
what
spot.
What has to come out for
I
you to turn
I own
into
a
dragon?
Bear as a pet. What's that?
What? What has to come out before you turn into a dragon? Like, if the moon is for Wolfman.
Yeah, I think it has to do with, like, gremlins. Like, you know, if Oxygen Network comes on, I transform into this muscular rib dragon.
So it just has to be on the TV in the place that you're at.
But, you know, or existing. Yeah. As long as they're broadcasting.
So they're in a constant state.
Dragon.
We have to get rid of this dragon.
But it only started when I was, like, you know, 19. Then I became the were-dragon.
When the Oxygen Network came about.
Yeah, about then. It was probably more when I was 25, but somewhere in there.
That's funny. I can't remember now what we were talking about.
We're talking about how I'm going to drop your baby off in Compton and see what he turns out to be when he's 18.
Oh, I just screwed up and missed the call.
I
don't understand why it doesn't make noises. It used to make noises. And
it was making noise earlier.
Yeah, but now it stopped. So let me turn on the noises for when it... But I think, I wanted to hear about with Garrison Keillor would be next. Like, what would you want to talk to him about?
I would just...
I'm going to hold that because now we have our phone call.
Yes!
Here live. You are on the Second Funniest Podcast live with Justin and Kevin. Who is this?
Hey, it's your old drinking buddy, J-Dubs.
Crap. Literally 7 days out and he's back on the show. How are you, my friend?
What's up, fellas? I'm just calling in with my weekend movie reviews.
You talked about this, Jordan. We're not actually doing a segment with you. You can just call and talk about whatever.
I like
movie reviews. I got a couple of movie reviews for the weekend.
But again, this is not a segment. You can't brand it. Here, Jordan. Hey, did you see any movies this weekend? Now go.
I like how he calls it.
Okay. More like hot tub crap machine.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You didn't like it?
It was pretty bad.
Hey, also calling in with a review of How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay,
yeah.
More like How to Train Your Crap.
These are great reviews.
I'll be calling in next week with a review of I don't know, the new Harry Potter movie or something. Something's coming up, I'm sure.
Okay, well, thanks, Jordan.
Just as clever.
Well, but only if I call, only if we ask if you've seen any movies, though. Otherwise,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to call in with my movie reviews.
No, that we didn't talk.
We
said specifically you weren't going to do that for this exact reason.
Is this a conversation you and him
had? What are you guys talking about? What's up?
We were discussing celebrities that you would want to hang out with and meet.
Okay. And who's number one on your guys' list?
So far, we're just doing mine. And I've discussed I wanted to meet Stephen King and Garrison Keillor.
And Ricky Gervais.
And Ricky Gervais.
And Samuel L. Jackson.
I really need to rethink this list.
Yellow, boring people.
Yeah, that's why I become the interesting one in our comedy duo.
You become the interesting one. Awesome. See, I want to hang out. I want to hang out with Quentin Tarantino and the Micro Machine guy so that I'm the slow talker.
I'd vote for that.
All right.
I love how that was chambered.
I know. Monster Egg Roll call in again?
No, he has not yet. So if you're listening, Monster Egg Roll.
I hope Egg Roll Monster calls in. That guy was on gold.
The other question on the table is if Justin starred in a Munster-esque sitcom where he was the human and everybody in his life were monsters, what monster would you be?
What kind of classic monster would I be?
Sure.
Frankenstein.
Are you
a Frankenstein or a Wolfman?
Good call. I was a were-dragon. I made one up, so...
A were-dragon. I'd be a were-bear. That is a bear that, when there's a full moon, turns into a wolf.
Dude, that's cool stuff. I think I played with one of those on World of Warcraft.
Jordan, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Say hi to Monster Egg Roll for me.
Okay, you got it. What would we do with that guy? That guy needs his own podcast.
My favorite part of that is that when he calls and immediately starts talking as if, hey, I knew it was time. Sorry, like he's late. You know what
I mean?
Yeah, he's calling in to say, we do this all the time now. It's or it's always been happening. It's like, no, there was never a time when he was calling in with his weekly review.
So far on the poll on the web here, 100% of people say they are Chinese sometimes. So, Riza, if you'd like to... good, we have another caller.
No, we don't have another caller. There we go.
We have another caller.
No, we don't have. Now it will ring. But we did have somebody leave us a voicemail. So
the next caller that calls in, I'm going to ask him if they would be Chinese.
Hey, 94.7 The Wave rock. You're not the only one broadcasting live. Hey, you guys, hope you're having a great show. Bye.
She figured it out on her own. When did she do that?
Just now while we were talking to Jordan.
Oh, bummer. That would be great to hear. That means that she's actually she's on the air right now.
Oh, really?
94.7.
I hope she didn't record that live. That's embarrassing for us.
No, not at all. Yeah, she probably, because she's probably...
We're playing all your best hits and traffic and tens on the top of the hour. Right now, we're going to be calling in live to the second funniest podcast. Hold on 1 second. Ring, ring.
Hello, you've reached
the voicemail for the second funniest podcast, and dads are more. Please leave us a message. We'll play it next time we're on the air, or get back to you as soon as possible.
Folks, that was Carrie Tombazian, voice of The Wave at 94.7 The Wave. You can check them out if you're looking for SoCal's smoothest place on radio. That's where you can check that out.
Now, is this like a jazz station?
It's not jazz. It's smooth. So it's got some funk, some R&B.
So there's an Enya, Kenny G.
Yeah. A lot of
Michael
that kind
Bolton.
Of stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then some salsa. All that kind of thing in there. It's good. Now that I've turned 30, I must listen to it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You should turn it on. You'd like it.
I listen to All Talk. That's all I listen to. Well, I used to listen to Howard Stern a lot, but now I listen to podcasts. Nothing but podcasts.
Not even his podcast?
Howard Stern doesn't have one.
Oh, see, that seems strange.
I think he will, though, once he leaves Satellite. I think he'll do one occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
I put it on while I'm cooking. I like to put it in. It's got good music, leaves in the background. You don't have to pay attention to it. They don't have a lot of commercials either. What do I work for The Wave?
Come on, exactly. I was like, wow, maybe you should. So we were on Garrison Keillor. What would you want to talk to him about? And then Jordan interrupted us.
Oh, yeah. I think the same thing, but I would let him talk. I would listen to what he had to say. But it'd be great. He would be somebody that could do a decent scene. I bet he has some improv background to him, and we'd be like, hey, Grandpa, can you help me with the stove? The stove was invented in 1914. That's pretty much how the scene would go. Grandpa, seriously, the stove, I need to turn the gas off before the house catches on fire. Would you go, once there was a land without any stoves, and we got along just fine. Okay, Grandpa. Okay, the house is on fire. This is all your fault. Is it really, or are our hearts on fire for the desires that are within them? Okay. And
the Garrison Keillor impression gets better within that as the scene goes on. It's pretty solid.
I know it sounds like I'm not a fan, but I am.
Yeah. Okay, so then I'm forgetting who number four
Sam
was.
Jackson?
I know, but who was number five then? I remember Sam Jackson.
Ricky Gervais, Stephen King.
No, Stephen King.
Stephen Hawking.
Garrison Keillor.
Patrick Stewart.
That's what it was. Okay, Patrick let's Stewart. Do Patrick Stewart.
Most first. Of these people were actually on Extras, now that I think about it.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right, huh?
Maybe I just need to buy an Extras.
Was it Lawrence? This is going to be horrible, but yeah. Was it Lawrence Fishburne?
It was
Fishburne?
Lawrence Fishburne. Okay. Yeah, it was a little joke inside of a joke. are you going to put commercial breaks in there for all those places?
No, I'm just going to run them together and put little sound effects like... Droosh!
Ba, 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 ba.
Do. But I don't know how long we've been going now. Does it say how long we've been broadcasting?
Well, about it's 60 minutes ago, I said get ready to call, and we started about, we're almost at an hour. We're pretty close. Yeah.
All right.
So now the third funniest podcast. Thanks a lot, Hyper Apathy. You people need to identify yourself with real names. I don't think it's fair.
That's the whole point of the internet, my friend.
I don't agree with that. In Star Trek Online, my screen handle is The Kevin Miller. And all these jerks are like, oh, you're a dumb douche. Bah, rah, rah, rah. Their name is like Cisco Systems 88. I probably could figure out who that is.
Well, more than likely, it's just that you and I aren't creative enough. Like, you'll notice your screen name right now is Justin Worsham.
It's true.
If I was to log on to Ustream, it would be Justin Comedy.
Yeah, and if I were to log on with my real account, it probably says The Kevin Miller. So, probably right. Although the very first screen name I ever had was on AOL, and it was Pull and Peel was the name of it.
I remember this.
Yeah, it was Pull and Peel at AOL.com, and I was thinking of like a fruit roll-up, how you pull and peel it. That's what they used to say, pull and peel, pull and peel. And then... I got to be like 20, and people are like, "That's a little dirty."
Sure,
because it sounds sexual.
Really?
Pull and peel. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I got a lot of sexual comments. Go to pullandpeel.com. Don't go to pullandpeel.com. Don't go to. Okay, you've had enough time to stall. What celebrity do you want to hang out with? Ready and go.
Well, I said number one would be Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Number two would be
some racer, right? Some NASCAR guy.
Robin Williams. Number three would be, I would probably want to hang out with Tony Stewart.
Yeah, I think so.
But see, here's the thing.
You guys are like identical.
I was going through a real phase of feeling like complete, and this conversation is making me feel broken again because I...
That's sad.
I know.
You need Jesus.
But in a funny way. Because here's the thing. Like, I would just think the whole time I'd be interacting with these people, I would be thinking, oh, this is just because they have to. Like, I wanted
to... not in this sitcom world. They want to.
Okay. So they want to hang out with me?
Yeah.
Okay, then definitely.
They heard your podcast. They're like, that guy is funnier than that other one.
All right. So if they're way into me, definitely number one, Bill Cosby. Number two is Robin Williams. Tony Stewart would be number three. Yep. Number four would be George W. Bush.
Oh, interesting.
And then number five.
No women.
Let's see. Number five, I honestly would think right now it would be Barack Obama.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Now I want to see a scene with all six of you on stage.
Right?
Because I bet Barack Obama can do a scene.
No.
He's probably got some decent stage work.
Barack Obama isn't going to play a character, though. George
That's
W.
Okay.
Bush is going to play a solid character.
He's going to play himself.
No, George Bush
gonna
is going to play a character.
Faye.
He's going to play Tina Fey. That's funny. Because I think that's what Barack Obama does well, is he has that swagger to himself. He does that well. Like, he's confident. And so that's what I get. Ricky Martin, pretty gay.
You can't choose that. He's always been gay.
I was on another podcast, a great podcast called The Gentleman's Club. Definitely check that out. It's very misogynistic, if that's your way. And
what's with you being, this is the girliest podcast you're on.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, and we did a bit where they had like a fantasy draft of who you would want to be your college dorm roommate for and party situations. And
oh, that's cool.
I think one of my choices was Ricky Martin.
I actually wouldn't choose you.
You wouldn't choose me as
for
a party?
Well, let me take that back. Actually, you're a decent wingman. You're a pretty decent wingman.
Because I'm married.
Yeah. No, I'm just solid. In general. I remember when you weren't. You were still good at setting things up, and you're fun to be around at parties. And you can drink. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll claim you.
Oh, good. This is good. I like this. I'm a solid partier.
Yeah.
George W. Bush and Barack Obama both want to hang out with me. This is the best podcast episode ever. Wow, this
second
good.
Best ever.
Suck on that, Dr. Malloy.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. That was my therapist's name.
I'm so glad I didn't pretend to laugh and get that. Like, yeah, totally, Dr. Malloy. That popular pop culture reference you just dropped, I am totally in on.
No, it wasn't a pop reference.
I know, that's what
Unless I become popular.
Oh, maybe you are.
Right now we have, what, three viewers?
four.
A boob!
Yeah, well, three including...
One
including
of them
you.
Is extremely uninterested in
two
everything.
Of them are just Chinese sometimes. How come more people aren't hitting this poll? Come on, guys. That's a hilarious poll.
Mandy Patinkin. That's who that person yeah. wants to meet?
Hyperapathy has two windows opening in his room at the same time. Well, thanks a lot. You know, you're skewing our statistics. You're ruining Justin's
dream.
Is
he skewing or improving? He just added like 50% of our audience. He more than doubled it.
You know when they do variety shows back in the 70s when they didn't know what better to do with TV? Celebrities were walking in all the time on their fake stages. Why can't we get people to call in on this stupid thing? We have the entire World Wide Web at our disposal. No one wants to call in except for Kerry Tombazian and drunk Jordan Rosa. Although, that a party B-Lux. With the four of them, that's not too bad. Oh, yeah, and the B-Lax.
Yeah.
Those are quality people, so I shouldn't be complaining much. I'm just saying, why aren't you people calling? Come on. 408-228-4911.
Because it's more fun to chat. They can crack wise without having to focus on what we're saying
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, the peanut
And
gallery.
Then they get to be the... Because here's what happens so for all of you listening. Is Kevin and I look at each other while we're talking.
The whole time.
And then we glance down and then we catch up on what you've said.
Yeah. When we first did this on the first episode, did we look at each other in the eye the whole time? I think so.
Oh, yeah. It was just conversation.
Locked. Just locked.
Yeah. Oh, locked in deep. Yeah.
Now we have women
now
in the
I have
room
that,
talking
we have to have
the
all these distractions
time.
To keep us from making love on the show.
I think it's to keep things spicy. Interesting how you have these different perspectives.
I don't like to make love, make an eye contact. That's not spicy to me.
Is that true, Natalie?
I want to have hooker love is what I want to have.
Is that true, Kat?
That's a new part of my stand-up act, too, is where I talk about
hooker
people
love?
That go out and party and they have a good time. They have to worry about getting an STD. The closest thing to an STD I can get as a married man is a cold. And I say, you know, my wife, and I know it because my wife's like, don't kiss me in the mouth. I don't want you to have what I got. And then I'm like, great, hooker sex. This is hot. But I think Risa...
Does that get a laugh? How does Risa, that play?
How dare you?
I'm asking genuinely.
I'm a professional.
I'm asking you.
It is a work in progress, you son of a bitch.
So it gets a laugh.
It does.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I wouldn't tell it on this show if it didn't get a laugh. If people listening to this chat room that don't want to
I don't
call,
know. We've told your worst
funny.
Joke ever several times on this show.
Yeah, the one with the that plant. You gave me?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. There's somebody calling in about
the,
that very joke.
The icy silence.
All right, you're live on the air of the Second Funniest Podcast with Justin and Kevin. Who is this?
This is Josh Feimster.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Josh Feimster. Are
Episode
you,
26.
Are you Chinese, yes, or sometimes?
Usually only on special holidays.
So sometimes. Very
is there
sometimes.
Do the Chinese have like a particular holiday?
Yeah, Chinese
like, when is Chinese Christmas?
Yeah, they got the New Year's and potlucks.
It's a week before Chinese New Year, right? Because that's what it would happen. And they call it Egg Roll Day.
He said New Year's. And
they have the Dim Sum Day.
Dim Sum Day. It's when the sun goes out. Josh Feimster, where in the World Wide Web are you calling us from?
I'm calling from my home.
Oh, you remember Josh Feimster, right?
I totally remember Josh
Feimster. This is the husband, for those of you who have listened to the first year of the Second Funniest Podcast.
The Never Funny Podcast. Yeah. Also going to be the name of the show.
He's the husband to Cynthia Shitworth. If you Google, you'll find her real name.
That's right. It'll pop up and say, did you mean Cynthia Wentworth?
Do you guys tell people that story now?
Oh, yes, we do. Funny little sequel to that.
Oh, good.
A friend of ours posted on her Facebook one time, and we were going out of town with another couple friend of ours, and she posted, she said, can't wait to see you this weekend, Cynthia. And she had no idea about the story.
Oh, no.
There's just another missed keystroke, and we got a sequel to it. And
oh, that's awesome.
I immediately hit print screen and sent it to everyone.
Poor Cynthia. Poor Cynthia.
The worst part is, have you ever looked at her birth certificate? I mean, if they type that in,
that's
that could
true.
Be a real big problem.
Yeah, that's true. I should pull that out and make sure that not everyone's getting it wrong by calling her Cynthia.
It could be one of those things, you know, when parents come up with crazy names and maybe she changed it and thought it would be nice, you know.
There's so many places where this could go horribly wrong. Like, what if the priest at your wedding had typed it out wrong? And do you Gunthea Shitworth.
Because I ended up getting junk mail as Justine Worsham, because when we signed the loan docs, Natalie's cousin put together the loan docs and misspelled my name.
With an E?
Yeah.
That's a pretty broad mistake.
Well, what's hilarious is that in retrospect, technically, I didn't own the house. Justine Worsham did.
That bitch.
I knew a woman who was a nurse at a hospital, and this woman came in who was not very educated. And she had a boy, and she wrote down on the birth certificate, Brain, when she meant to say Brian.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the nurse kind of said, this child will not go through life as Brain, and erased it and wrote Brian.
Oh, so that's nice.
Gave him. Then she probably came back and said, no, I meant Brain.
I told the nurses, because we took a day to name Jacob, I told the nurses that his name was Saucer, and they went,
oh, that's great. Where'd you come up with Saucer? Because that's sweet.
I can't remember if I pulled it because it was like Gwyneth Paltrow named her kid Saucer. Right. I know one of them's named Apple or something like that.
Yeah, well, Apple's a sweet name.
But I was trying to come up with something weird. I wanted to do something like that because I was in Burbank and I thought, and these nurses are so good. Everything you do is amazing. They love it. Everything is like, oh, you're doing so great. Oh, she's recovering so fast.
She
Your baby's
on the
so beautiful.
Table. That's great. Yeah.
And I wanted to see where could I push it? Where was the end line? And it wasn't at Saucer because they're like, I mean, you saw the eyebrows go up and there was that nanosecond of hesitation, but they were trained well enough that they're like, oh, that's so cute. And then when I said, no, I'm not gonna name my son, they're like, oh, thank God.
I'm gonna name him. I'm gonna tell him I'm naming my kid Casserole.
That's so great.
That kid looks delicious.
It's my favorite thing.
I've always wanted to name my child Penene, but spell it Panini.
Do you know what Penene means? Doesn't that mean vagina?
Sure. And then if they're twins, her sister will be named Pajamala. So I'll be like, Penene, Pajamala, you come on
You could
downstairs.
Pull this off if you marry a black woman, I
Man.
Bet.
Man.
Oh, you're looking at your girlfriend.
Yeah, because she's in the room. She's not really paying attention, though.
Well, she's from the South. Maybe swap she's down.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, are you all right with Pajamala being the name of your unborn child?
No.
She said yes.
Shot it down. I mean, yes. Damn it. It's on the record.
If it stays unborn, I've named one of your ovaries.
That's a lot of kids in there, technically.
Well, it's only fair. It's Pajamala 1, 2, 3, alpha, beta, gamma.
Oh, I'm sorry we ignored you there for a minute, Josh. We went on a tangent.
Is he still there?
That's okay. I switched podcasts and came back.
What else are you listening to out there? What's good? Did you find the first funniest podcast?
Yeah, I found podcast 1.5 funny.
1.5 funny. The elusive full one funny podcast is not to be found.
Well, how are you and your lovely bride?
Doing well. I'm just about to sit down to dinner. We like to coincide right with Lost, which
Good
is our
choice.
Show in 10 minutes.
I'm going to go home and watch that, yeah.
She's what yelling is... in the back for me to make her dinner. I would have a witty remark, but I'm making her dinner.
Oh, you're a good husband, damn it. Look at you. That's great. Yeah. Now, do you make dinner because she can't cook or because you're pussy whipped? Or both?
A little from column A.
So it is both. All right.
Yeah, but which column has more?
mostly because I get home a lot earlier than she does.
Well, yeah, if you're eating dinner at 9, I would say so.
Yeah.
What are you cooking at 9 o'clock at night?
I am cooking a meatball tagine, Moroccan.
Holy crap.
Moroccan food.
That's
over
real.
Rice.
That's a real meal. You're not pulling the stofers out.
Yeah.
Well,
what did you mean by saying rocking food?
No, Moroccan.
Moroccan food. Moroccan. Okay.
Yeah. Rocking. Yeah. What do you mean rocking? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't even know what tagine is. Well, I don't know how rocking that is. We had Domino's,
Justin.
Jackass. All right.
Justin,
let me tell you
Moroccan.
How to. Huh?
Okay. Open up the globe.
Okay. I might Google globe.
Google Earth.
What is your assessment on the final season of Lost thus far,
yeah,
Josh?
No spoilers.
No spoiler alerts, because I know people are getting caught up. But just in your opinion,
sure.
Are they answering questions?
Promise no spoilers, but I'm going to come close, but I promise there'll be no spoilers. the beginning of the season, they introduced a whole new little storyline, and wait a minute, you're supposed to be answering questions. Why are you starting new ones?
That's exactly
right. After every episode, I'm getting irritated because they pose new questions, and they do all these things they said, like...
Well, they gotta move the storyline.
Only 5 more episodes, and everything will be explained. I'm like, you have a lot of explaining to do.
The last 60 seconds of the series, they're gonna be like, well, meant this, and this, and this, and he's his father. The end.
It'll be great, but it's only in text form. It's just gonna be a scrolling text of, here are all the answers you were looking for.
And then wipe the droid's memory clean, and we're now on the proper ship, and roll the credits. Wait a minute.
At the end, it just says, to be continued. All answers on the extras on the DVD.
Damn.
No, but I thought last week's episode answered a lot. I felt like after watching last week's episode,
Which is entitled. I don't know.
Richard or something. It's something like that.
Yeah, Richard Alpert's storyline.
And that's after that episode, I'm like, oh, I understand now. I understand what we've been watching and why we've been watching it this entire time.
Is that a spoiler?
Yeah, it was a very good episode.
No, it's not a spoiler at all. It's after you watch it, you're like, yep. Now I understand. There's still mysteries to solve. We're still going in a direction, but I finally know what the hell has been happening the entire time I've been watching this.
I still don't know, but I
watch that episode.
All right, okay. Oh, that's a good point.
It's sitting in your TiVo. It's got the little exclamation mark on it.
I am a jackass. Yeah.
All
right, well, we're going to wrap this thing up. Josh, thank you so much for calling, and enjoy your Tangini Moroccos.
You are the most uncultured.
Thank you, guys. Have fun.
Please give Cunthia a hug and a kiss from us.
Yeah, Shitsworth, okay?
Bye, guys.
Get it? Because I took her name. Oh, and
those are
it.
Two people that, honest, like, here's the thing. You know how you have those people that are, like, kind of, I don't know if this is I hope this isn't an insult, but, like, ancillary in your life in that.
They're extras.
Yeah, you come across them and everything, but I love those guys so much.
I'm gonna muse on this, and then we probably have to wrap up. You know how in video games or on TV shows, there are extras, right? There are just people in the background. But that's not how it is in reality, right? You go out and you eat in a bar, you eat in a restaurant, you're there, and all these people are extras in your world, but they're not. You can turn to them and just start talking.
Excuse me?
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine that?
No, I don't want to imagine that. So I got enough friends that I barely pay attention to is what I'm saying.
In my weird brain, I want a movie where just one of the stars just turns to one of the extras and starts talking to them and see how that movie happens. But I don't know how that happened because somebody has to write it. This is the things that
people
write later.
Why don't
you write it? Well, it doesn't. I mean, then it becomes a character, right? You know, how do you pull an extra out of the? These are the musings. I'm going to work on this premise. It's probably going to develop into
what's
a romantic comedy.
Next month, you and Stephen King are going to sit down. You're going to crank this thing. Garrison Keillor is going to put some ketchup references in there. Stephen King is going to kill a bunch.
How
of
you
people.
Like them powdered milk?
I don't get it.
That's from the show. Oh. It's a powder milk biscuit break.
Well, that has been episode 14 of season 2.
214.
Hope you guys enjoyed it and all of its broken up pieces. I apologize for all the technical difficulty. We have a new recorder. But guess what? Good news is that will not happen again because now I know what happened.
Oh, you figured it out?
Oh, it's because the memory was full. I have too much stuff on here because I was trying to record a CD and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, we have 60 seconds left. Justin, you have just enough time to tell that killer new joke you were talking about. Ready and go.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can send us an email at show@secondfunniestpodcast.com or you can give us a call at 408-228-4911. Or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. Please, once a month, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Also, check out our store at cafepress.com/justincomedy. All this information is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. March 25th through 28th, I'm going to be at Pepper Bellies with Darren Carter. I'm going to be co-headlining at Wits End in Westminster. That's in Denver, near Denver, Colorado. July 14th through 18th. I'm going to be coming back to Rooster Teeth Feathers July 22nd through 25th. For all of my stand-up appearances, check out justincomedy.com. Hey, you love the Second Funniest Podcast. We love doing it. So go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Click on the link to subscribe to the show for $2 a month. That's 50 cents a show. No big deal, right? You're also going to get bonus stuff. When I release my next CD, you get it for free. We're going to throw as many bones as we can to the people who help keep this show alive. Maybe we can start making money on this show. We can also maybe start doing it more often if that's what you want. That's what we want to do. So check out secondfunniestpodcast.com. Thanks. If you like this podcast, check out my other podcast called Dads Are More Fun. You could go to dadsaremorefun.com or just search for Dads Are More Fun in iTunes.